Back quote episode number 99. Today is the 16th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Corey. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is background. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot.ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. You can save any changes you make to the customizer by clicking the Save and Publish button at the top to make sure they apply to your blog. The background color of your image can override any custom CSS you may have created that relates to the background of the entire site. Whenever you upload your own wallpaper or set a background color, the theme it delivered will be removed. Below is a list of the free background patterns and textures we offer on our website that you can download and use on your blog. Before you start, go to Site Design Customize Colors and Backgrounds for a list of the most popular background colors and textures on the internet. To upload a background image, click the rectangle, then click the Select Image button, then go back to the Colors section to select an image from your media library and click Done. You can either select the image and upload the new one, or click Done in the Media Library in the Customize Colors and Backgrounds section. This option allows you to position the background image to the left or center of the page. This allows you to change the background color, and it is useful to adjust the dominant color of your background image if the image is not fully tiled. Note that if you already have a background image, you can remove it from your image at any time. If you no longer want to use the wallpaper, click the Hide Wallpaper button to hide it. This option hides all the colors that underlie it, except the primary color. As I said above, there are so many ways to create a background and there is no one who distracts too much from the content. Pay attention to the contrast between any number of graphic elements in the background and do not take away the content from your content. If your background color is too bright, it will not capture the user's attention as it should. If you can use part of the background image as a design element, you will have a winning background. You can also add color overlays to make a simple background less effective, but only if you want to. Against this simple background, a pool naturally creates two distinct sections, one for the water and the other for an empty pool. This layout facilitates efficient movement through the written information and opens up the flow of the page. To explain it more easily, I use Brad Kolbo's website as a case study because it tiles images seamlessly. The background image I used for him is about 1000 pixels and will be repeated, but larger images should be used. Use large images for repetition. To create a really good background, use large images and then repeat them, with a few layers of leaves. This picture has a depth that draws the reader into the picture. The deep color and texture of the plants we really made up for an addictive background picture. I would suggest using this as a background for your Instagram or Facebook post, and you can then use it in any design project. Using a white background in this example is helpful, but be sure to find a few simpler backgrounds that you can use to fill your slides with text. I love everything about this simple background and I think other millennials will be attracted to it, so think like that. This image is dominated by a simple white wall, but it is also a great representation of the modern world and a good example of modern design in general. It is difficult to style the actual wrapper background without taking too much of the content, so layered wrapper background is used on the body background structure and then faded out halfway through. The edges and edges of the wrappings can be designed to remain in harmony with the body and background. The following website has a very nice texture pattern, which is styled around the edges of the content elements. The grungy texture is perfect for the rock and roll music on this website, for example, because it reinforces the theme. This sounds confusing at first, but it is actually a relatively simple technique and looks very good if done right. When using textures as background, it is very important not to exaggerate. The background content is as important as the content itself, if not more so. By combining color filters with a beautiful landscape, some designers have created very impressive backgrounds. All you need is a simple color filter and a bit of Photoshop, and almost anyone can follow their example by creating simple wallpapers with just a few lines of code. A simple background with a diagonal example is an extremely versatile type, but it is important to use text colors that contrast well with the background color and do not make it too transparent. With transparency you can design content without layer structure. Episode 99 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Corey Hopkins. Adios.